The devotion tonight is taken from Matthew 28:20, where it says, I am with you always. In the book of Exodus, chapter 33, we find a most interesting exchange between Moses and the Lord. In verse 11, we read there, thus the Lord used to speak to Moses face to face, just as a man speaks to his friend. The Lord told him to go up to a land flowing with milk and honey. And the Lord says, I will not go up in your midst, because you are a stiff-necked people. That's verse 33. After a short discussion, Moses was pleading with the Lord, saying, if thy presence does not go with us, do not lead us up from here. Then the Lord responded, my presence shall go with you, and I will give you rest. Please read chapter 33, Exodus, and you'll have the whole story. It's a wonderful and a blessed story. What a wonderful God we have. What a comfort was the presence of God with his people, leading them to the promised land. He proved it by his presence and providence, and he never left a single one of his to struggle alone. He was and always is with us until the end of the age. The Lord loves his people and enjoys their fellowship, and he is always available to help, to comfort and encourage. Didn't he say, having my delight in the sons of men, Proverbs 8:31. Now please listen to this. Abraham had the Lord with him all the time, and he was called the friend of God. Enoch walked with God for 300 years. What a fellowship to have the presence of the Lord daily with him. Jacob, who found out on his way to his uncle that the Lord is in the desert, and it's not only in his father's house. Noah, God's presence helped him finish building the ark 120 years. Joshua, who experienced the presence of God throughout his life, we hear the Lord telling him in Joshua 1:5, just as I have been with Moses, I'll be with you, I'll not fail you or forsake you. Joshua cherished God's presence and kept the fellowship till the end of his life. We know about Daniel and the three Hebrews. They had God's presence with them all the time. Well, Jonah, even in the belly of the big fish, God was there. The disciples went to the world with the power of his presence and conquered the world. And at a certain time, so many times he had Paul, he had communicated with the Savior, but at certain time he says, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me. Now, in our study tonight, we hear the Lord in Matthew 28:18, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, and I am with you. Imagine the excitement these disciples had. Yes, out of uneducated fishermen and common people, they became the greatest evangelists the world has ever known, only by the presence of God with them. They went in confidence that their Lord is sovereign, he is in control of everything, and so they knew they were not alone and that he was invisibly present with them everywhere they went. Those disciples went forth empowered by the Holy Spirit and armed with the companionship of the Son of God. The power of his presence was enough for them, and they turned the world upside down. Now, What about us? You might ask, is the Lord with us? The answer is yes and a million yes. He is with us inwardly. He is invisibly all around us and indwelling us by the Holy Spirit. He is involved daily with our lives and wants to guide us and bless us. Someone said, His presence is no mere vague, hazy, shadowy, vapory, unreal idea. It is no mere figure of speech or fond sentiment or superstitious imagination of hero worshippers. It is real, personal presence of the ever-living, ever-loving, and everlasting Savior himself. Dear friends, his presence is meant to be real to us, all the time and everywhere, especially when we are witnessing to him or are suffering for his sake or in trouble of any kind. He stands with us and gives us the victory. And when John 4:4 says, greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. As we cross this wilderness, we face all kinds of situations that test our faith in him and question his presence. Whatever we go through, he knows about it and he is there to help us and support us. He said, I am with you always, in bad times and good times, in winter or summer, in spring times or the fall, in dangerous times and calm times, in disturbing times or quiet times, in sickness and or in health. He is always with us. And what he desires to be, to see in us a totally surrendered people to him, knowing that nothing shall befall us without his will that works for our own good all the time. May the Lord help our hearts to realize that we are in good hands. We are never alone, knowing that he who is with us is greater than he who is in the world. Finally, I'd like to draw your attention to the verse I told you about, verse 20 and chapter 28 of Matthew. But in Matthew chapter 1 and verse 23, we read the following. Behold, the virgin shall be with child and shall bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which translated, and it means God with us. So, the gospel of Matthew starts with God with us and ends with I am with you always. Comforting, isn't it? He is still God with us every day, to the end of history. And if God be for us, who can be against us? Amen. And may God bless his word and bless you all. Until next week, keep healthy, stay safe, and may the Lord continue to bless you.